Let's continue our conversation with former chief official White House photographer Pete Souza. He's published a collection of his photographs of the Obama presidency in Obama, an Intimate Portrait. Some of the photos in the book are familiar, photos that were released to the public at the time. I asked Pete Souza how the White House decided which photos could be released.
The Obama administration made a decision early on that they wanted to make public behind-the-scenes photographs, authentic photographs, to show people the inner workings of his White House. They let my office decide which pictures I felt were the best pictures of the month. So we started out using Flickr as our means of releasing these photos. And once a month, we would release what we called a batch of photographs from the previous month. Someone from the press office would look at the photos just to make sure there wasn't anything sensitive or inappropriate. But by and large, the pictures that I chose, or my staff helped choose, I'd say 99% of the time, those are the photographs that we made public on Flickr. And I just tried to give a good variety of not just meeting photos, but little moments that happen away from the action. Also, just some really cool aesthetic photographs where necessary.
And one of the ones that everybody's seen at this point is the one that you took during the raid on Osama bin Laden in the Situation Room with President Obama and Hillary Clinton and many other members of the administration. Did you know at that moment that that was going to be one that would last in the history books?
Well, I knew that day would. That was obviously an important mark in his administration. I had known that this day was coming for a few days. And so I knew that was going to be a historic day, and it could have turned out really badly. And in the picture, you see all the top national security officials in the federal government are in that room.
Right.
You've got the president, vice president, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, secretary of state, defense, so on and so forth. And they're monitoring this raid as it's happening. And there's nothing they could do. I mean, they've made their decision. They're helpless in a way, which I think, you know, creates this anxiety and tension that you see in their faces. So that day, or actually the next day, I went to our national security team and I go, do you want to make some of these pictures public? And they said, yes, absolutely. So I chose, with the help of my photo editor, I think we chose like 9 photos from the day. And this one, where they're monitoring the raid in real time, was one of them. I mean, I knew that it would get some attention. I didn't know it would get as much attention as it did.
Well, and when you look closely at it, you see that some of the documents that they're holding are blurred out for the public.
There's one document on the table in front of Hillary that was a classified document. And I, you know, being somewhat naive, I guess, went to the deputy CIA director who was in another meeting in the Situation Room at the time, this is the next day, and asked him if we could declassify that document because I figured that'd be the easiest way to accomplish this. And he said no. And I said, well, what if we pixelized it? And he said, yeah, that'd be fine. Just show it to John Brennan before you make it public, which is what I did. Hmm. And then we made sure that in our caption we let people know that we had blurred this document. So there was no, you know, so people understood from the get-go that we had done this to the document. It's the only time we did this in 8 years where we pixelized a document like that.
Hmm. On the lighter side of things, one of your most famous photos is right at the beginning of this book. It's become known as Hair Like Mine, and it's a little African-American kid touching President Obama's hair.
Yeah, it was one of those moments that you don't expect to ever happen, and it happened. And I was able to snap the shutter at exactly the right time. This is a young boy, Jacob Philadelphia. I think he was 4 or 5 at the time. His dad was coming in with his family for a farewell photo. So I snapped a photo of the family standing in front of the desk with the president. And the mom said, Jacob has a question for you. And Jacob said, you know, in his kind of shy young voice, Mr. President, my friend said that my haircut is just like yours. Hmm. And the president just bent down and said, go ahead and touch it. And Jacob touched his head and is looking up at the president, someone who looks like him. And I think you see two different things in that photograph. One, you see a president, most powerful man on earth is what people call him. And here he is bending over for, you know, a 4 or 5 year old to let him touch right. his head. And then you see this young African-American kid touching the head of a president of the United States who looks just like him in many ways.
You say in your introduction that you took close to 2 million photos, which makes me wonder how much time you had to spend not just taking the photos, but going through them and deciding which ones you liked and which ones you didn't.
That was a challenge. I did have photo editor helping me. Every photograph that I took was saved and archived and is now part of the National Archives. But, you know, when you're a professional photo editor or photographer, over the course of your career, you learn how to go through photos somewhat quickly and when to stop on one because you see that it's really, this is the moment. But it's a challenge to keep up with everything, for sure.
A lot of people at this point know you not just as President Obama's photographer, but also for your Instagram account, which has taken on a life of its own. And people have noticed that you have been posting photos during the Trump presidency as kind of a comment on the events that are happening now, but with photos of President Obama. Here's an example. When President Trump announced the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, you've got an image of President Obama and Vice President Biden meeting with Merrick Garland, who, as we now know, Obama's pick for the Supreme Court. The Republican Senate refused to take him up. You captioned that, Merrick Garland just saying. Now, first of all, how did you decide to start doing that with your Instagram account?
There was no grand strategy on my part. I think actually what happened was on January 20th, my Instagram account became a private account. And one of the first pictures I posted was on a helicopter after we had left the Capitol, after President Trump was sworn in. And the pilot circled Washington for a little while, and he flew over the White House. And I have this picture of President Obama looking out the window, and there's what you see the White House out the window. And I think I captioned it something like, I think I just said farewell. The response was so overwhelming. It caught me a little by surprise, to be honest with you. And it made me think, oh, well, I guess I can continue to post, you know, some throwback photos of President Obama. And, you know, things happen and just sort of I don't know. It just kind of happened. But as I say, there's no like grand strategy on my part.
Do you worry about being seen, though, by people who are in the Trump administration as being an unhelpful member of the transition in a way that they'll say, well, look, this guy's trolling us on Instagram?
Are you talking about the White House that accused President Obama of a high crime? Is
yeah.
Is that who you're
yeah,
referring
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Well, I mean, I'll say this. I think I have been respectful, playful, subtle, and compared to the comments I make on Instagram, they pale in comparison to what some people write on Twitter, for instance.
What do you want to do next? I actually noticed that I think I saw you in the back of a photo with President Obama at the Obama summit in Chicago. So you're still taking pictures of him.
That was the first assignment I've had to photograph him since January 20th. His opening summit for his foundation was important to me, to him, and I felt that I should be there. But, I want to do new photography. This year has been taken up by putting this book together, so this is sort of like my book year. But next year, I want to do more new photography and not of politicians.
How come?
because I had the top job in politics for 8 years, and I think I have a lot of other interests that I want to explore. I did an assignment this summer with a musician named Brandi Carlile. She happens to be a friend of mine, and I spent a week with her taking candid photographs for her upcoming album. So I just want to, I want to branch out and try other kinds of photography like that.
That's former White House photographer Pete Souza. His new book of photos of Barack Obama's presidency is called Obama, An Intimate Portrait. Pete Souza, a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.